When foster children are admitted to a psychiatric hospital in Alaska against their will, they can stay for up to 30 days without judicial review. Two tribes are arguing that that's too long. The Office of Children's Services says a judge shouldn't have to sign off at all on keeping kids at North Star Hospital in Anchorage. The court battle has lasted over 2 years, and a judge will hear more oral arguments later this month. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
During his 18 years in foster care, Nathan Presley bounced from foster homes to treatment centers, including multiple months-long stays at North Star Behavioral Health Hospital. He says he tried to block out most of his memories at North Star, but some things have stuck with him.
The moment you get aggressive in any way, whether it's physical, verbal, emotional, any way, they can just put your hands on you, say you're a threat to yourself or others.
And then what happens?
Then you stay in a place called the quiet room, which is basically just a secluded, locked door with padded ground, ceiling, and sides with, I think it's two cameras is what it was before, and plexiglass windows, and you're just sitting in there.
19-year-old Presley says he was told he was admitted to North Star because caseworkers and foster parents labeled him defiant.
You refuse to take your meds for 5 minutes, oh, you're being defiant, right? You don't go to school on one day or you skip school? Defiant. You don't go to bed on time. Defiant. You see what I mean?
He says at different points, he tried to follow all the rules and just walk away when someone upset him. But staff members saw that as disrespectful and he would be in trouble again. Priestley says he felt harassed.
It gets to the point where either you decide that all hope is lost and you just go and do something to yourself, or you just say, F you, I'm going to do my own thing and stand up for yourself. It's, you know, kind of just two choices. I just chose the second one.
Official statistics from the Office of Children's Services show about 100 foster youth are sent to North Star each year. Until last year, youth could be involuntarily admitted to the institution and stay there indefinitely without a judicial review. The native villages of Hooper Bay and Kogiganok are suing Christy Lawton as the head of the Office of Children's Services and suing North Star to stop that practice. The case began more than 2 years ago. The tribes say that committing foster youth to North Star without oversight violates their rights. James Davis with Alaska Legal Services is arguing the case on behalf of the tribes.
The tribes were sick and tired, to put it bluntly, that their teenagers would be in place in a mental institution and separated from their tribe and their culture when they didn't have a mental illness. They just needed foster homes.
OCS Director Christy Lawton denies that kids are placed at North Star because of a lack of foster homes. In a written statement, she said, placement at a hospital cannot occur unless a medical professional decides that placement at the hospital is medically necessary. North Star did not reply to requests for comments. Amanda Mativier, the executive director of Facing Foster Care Alaska, says Presley's story is fairly common. She says many of the 300 youth she works with have been sent to North Star. And she also says that it's often because of a lack of foster homes.
It's pretty typical, especially for teens in foster care, because when you're in the system, you're sort of under a microscope already. And so anything that you do, whether that's going to prom or school dance or just normal things, normal milestones, or just really sort of under the radar. Everyone's watching you. Anything that you do that's not convenient for them is, you know, it's going to be seen as trouble.
Mativier says that violates the foster child's rights.
I think that when we're institutionalizing young people, there should definitely be major checks and balances in place first to make sure that that's absolutely somewhere they need to be. They need behavioral health treatment. And it's not just, you know, normal adolescent behavior.
Davis, the tribe's lawyer, argues institutionalizing young people when they don't need it is damaging and unconstitutional. He also says the state is violating its own statutes, which require a judicial review within 72 hours for a person who is involuntarily committed to a mental health evaluation or treatment facility. The Department of Law is arguing the statutes about involuntary commitment do not apply to North Star because it is not a statutorily designated treatment or evaluation facility. It's a psychiatric hospital. Department spokesperson Corey Mills wrote in an email, children who are admitted to North Star Hospital are evaluated and treated as those terms are understood by medical professionals. In September 2015, Superior Court Judge Aaron Marston issued an order saying foster youth should not be held at North Star for more than 30 days without judicial oversight. Davis says that's still too long.
How long should a youth be locked up in a hospital before a judge looks at what's going on and decides whether it's right or wrong? 30 days or 3 days, which is how the rules apply to all other Alaskans.
On September 27th, the case will continue. Marston will hear oral arguments to decide if 30 days is the right amount of time and if that's determined by statutes or by the state constitution. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.